Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Great Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play there, little Randall. No, stand my ground. That's you, my friends. He's talking about you, small business owners. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. You gotta keep the world from dragging you down. If you stand your ground, my friends, you won't back down. I love that. I love that song. He's talking about you, small business owners. I know how you are. You go against the wind. You lean into it. You take on the world against all odds. And when everybody else says you can't do it, you do it. And when they ask you, how did you do it, you say you didn't know you weren't supposed to. So I know how you are, and that's the reason why I do what I do. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Amit Kazari. I mean, you know about these guys too, don't you? They don't back down, do they?
Oh, yeah. You don't have a choice.
That's right.
Part of our DNA.
Somebody asked me one time, how did you do that? You know, I pulled off something maybe nobody had done before. I've done a couple of those. And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Or they said, well, how did you get that guy to do that? And I said, I asked him. Hey, Amit Kazari, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. He's the author of The Growth Dilemma, an outstanding book I encourage you to check out and use to your advantage. You'll be glad you did. I want you to differentiate. We've been talking about some of the abusive loan options that are out there for people who are having a tough time, who are struggling with their cash. You gave us an example of some abusive examples. But I want to make sure people realize when we're talking about non-bank lending, it's not all of it's not bad, right? Because there are of course we have credit unions. They're not banks, but they're certainly helping a lot of small businesses out there. There are a lot of factors, a lot of asset-based lending factors. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones out there, aren't there?
Yeah, so I joke about it, and it's true that I think alternative lending as an industry is probably older than prostitution.
Of course.
I think it's perfectly legitimate that there is and should be and will continue to be a industry of people willing to lend money and take more risks than regulated banks to do it. The question is what the products are and should be, and what the disclosures are and should be, that make sure that business owners clearly understand what it is that they're getting themselves
and what in. You give them permission to do to with you, right?
And what you give them permission.
That's the big one because if you borrow money from a factor, you let them have your contracts. You give them access to you have a contract, you take it to a factor. They give you whatever percentage of money, however they discount it, then you know that's one type of a deal. But there are many other ways of doing business with these people, isn't there? And some of them can get abusive, and that's what this article was about. You were telling us from Bloomberg.
Right. So the general context of the loans we're talking about or the advances are these short-term online loans or cash advances, and let me describe to you how they work. For factoring, you need to be in the B2B space. You need to have accounts receivable, which is by work that you've completed that you're waiting to get paid for, which sits as an asset on your balance sheet, and the lender is lending against that asset. That's not the case with these short-term onlineers. They'll lend to anybody. You could have a barbershop or a retail store. It doesn't matter to them. And what they'll do, Jim, is they'll say to you, Jim, I'll give you or I'll lend you or advance you 50 and you'll pay me back 60. So what is, do you think the average business owner thinks at that point?
Hmm.
In terms of percentage or amount that's going to cost them.
That probably seems high.
They might seem high, but they focus what's called a factor rate. So they focus on the 20%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. That's what they hear.
Yeah, so the focus is, okay, that's going to cost me 20% or 10 grand. I can handle that, okay? But then as you dig deeper into the sale, you learn that it's not a 12-month loan, which is typically how an APR is calculated. It's a 6-month loan. So the 20 just became 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what you're saying is the 20% they're charging you is you got to know how they're calculating it, right?
You got to know how to calculate it.
I went to Brazil once a long time ago. I was doing some research on the country and everything, and I was talking to somebody about it. He said, "Yeah," he said, "our inflation is 9%." And I thought, okay, I remember when it was that bad or worse here in the United States. He said, a month. So it depends on how you calculate it, isn't it?
Depends how you calculate it. And then, I think the 40, but then this little detail that they're not going to share with you so clearly, that in fact they're going to take the money out of your checking account every day instead of once a month.
You're going to come get the money every day, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check on those things. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Amit Kazar after the break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.